Welcome. This is Strong and Sassy here on your superstation, Joy 99.7. I can't believe it's been a week already. But thank you so much for choosing to be here with me tonight. My name is Enimo Ainimado. And for the next 48 minutes or so, we're going to be having a conversation about business. It's always exciting, you know, when we have these conversations, you know, where women come in, successful women come in, and, you know, they can talk to us about their businesses and the challenges and the successes and, you know, give us tips on how to navigate businesses. It's always exciting because it hasn't always been like this. We know that a very, very, very maybe long time ago, you know, women were not economically empowered as much as they are today. So it's always really exciting for me when we can have these conversations. I'm super excited tonight because I have two amazing, amazing women. I'm going to try not to discriminate because one of them, you know, went to Gehape. So I'm going to try not to. But Mabel is here. Mabel is the owner of M Sims. Hi, Mabel. Good evening.
Hi, Nimwa. Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good.
So, Mabel, obviously, went
to live pure.
Yes. I'm going to try and not do that. But also, my other guest is another good friend of mine. And it's interesting, Baba. Yeah. So, Baba and I are in Roverman together. But, Baba, you know, when, so many, many years ago, I don't know if you were kind of starting-ish when I first met you. Obviously, you weren't as established as you were today. Yeah. But you were just really quiet, you know. And there was always like these whisperings of, oh, you know, Baba is doing Kente and Baba is doing Kente. And it was like so under G. And then all of a sudden, you know, it kind of like just boom, you know, in your face. So it's been, I always get a little bit emotional, like, you know, when I see you out there doing something, I'm like, oh. I probably never said that before, but anyways. So Baba, owner of Goba Kente, is here as well. So welcome, you guys.
Thank you, Enimo. And I'm still very, very quiet.
Yes, yes. Very, no, you are, but yes. I mean, obviously the brand
that's
is more.
How I am, but the brand is there.
The brand is, yes. Yeah. And of course, Mabel's, your brand is also very well known. For really interesting things.
I love them. I'm so happy to be here with her.
Yeah, very.
She's hired me so many years.
Oh, look at you.
So many years. Wow. She's done well. She's built a brand. How many years has it been?
14.
Wow.
But I mean, you are also up there. Like, Goba is like the go-to Kente.
For Kente, yeah.
For Kente,
yeah.
Now. And the one you won your birthday, like, that was.
Wow, observers have been observing. Like,
thank you. The hand painted.
Yes,
they loved it. Come, let's do one for you.
Definitely. Thank I've been eyeing it.
Yeah.
I haven't celebrated my 40th very well, so yeah.
I'm we can talk about that.
What does that mean? You haven't said you've celebrated. The day has passed. So you're saying you have
been a year-long celebration.
Hey, madam. Yes. I don't know about that. Anyway, so let's get into business. Let me start with you. Mabel, take us through maybe just about 3 minutes of what it was like. You know, the starting and, you know, kind of up to where we are now.
So M Sims started 14 years ago. I think these days people say they are tired of hearing how much we started our businesses with, but I ask myself, do they want to hear the truth or do they want us to lie?
Yeah.
But then we started very small, like, you know, I remember I started with my own savings of 100 cedis and a colleague in the office gave me 100 cedis to start.
Wow.
So that was like 200. And I'm not lying about this. And I started working for my parents' porch. I love art. So I did visual arts in Wesley Girls.
Okay.
And then I did communication design in KNUSD. So my background is in art. But after school, you know how it is like, everyone wants to work in the office, you know? So I didn't really do anything related to art then. I worked here in multimedia at Hit FM as a producer for a while. And then I moved on to work with a marketing communications company. But the love for art was still there. And at a point I asked myself that, okay, 4 years of studying communication design, studying visual art, I still love art. What can I do? I didn't want to do graphic design.
Okay.
So I said, okay, I want to do something with an African print, you know. So I started making dress brooches and belts. And I didn't know how to sew then.
Wow, okay.
So, yes.
That's interesting.
I would go to my seamstress and then she'd make something, but I was looking at the timelines and all and it wasn't really working out for me. So I said, okay, then I need to employ somebody. So I asked around and then got one person to work with. And we started operating from my parents' porch, what we call veranda. That's where we started working from, with one sewing machine, my grandmother's sewing machine.
Wow.
Exactly, yes. That's how MSIM started. And I remember my my storeroom was actually an old truck of my father that was parked in the compound. So that's where I would keep all my raw materials. Wow. So from dress brooches, and then somebody said, okay, can you make me a clutch press? And then we just did a clutch press. Can you make me this? Then we'll do it. Like, it was just trial error. Then one day we had a contract and we're pressed for time and I had to sit behind the sewing machine and sew, like just use my mind and say, okay, I can operate it, I can do it.
Okay,
that's, so I taught myself how to sew, within that, like, you know, period. And that's how MSIM started 14 years ago from my parents' porch. Now we have our own fiscal shop that we built in North Kaneshi.
Okay, so you've moved?
We've moved from Osu.
Oh,
yes.
Wow, congrats.
We've moved from Osu, yes. Okay. We have our own shop, our own space, our own home now in North Kaneshi.
Wow.
Yes.
That must feel amazing, right?
Yes, I think despite all the challenges,
yeah,
it's fulfilling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fulfilling. And it just hasn't been us. It just hasn't been the team. It's also been our clients, because we wouldn't have come this far without our clients, without the support we received from, you know, every person that's bought from us, that's recommended us, that even likes our post on social media. Mm. You know, it's just not us. And it's by the grace of God that we are where we are.
Yeah. Wow, awesome. Baba.
Anyone?
Yes, tell us your story.
Ah, it's a very long one. Where do you want it to start?
From the beginning. And why Kente?
Okay.
I mean, okay, so tell us why Kente and how Kente. And then the kinds of Kente. Okay. Because you've really, I don't use the word deviated, because it's like it has a negative connotation. Mm-hmm. But in a positive way, you've moved Kente from the very traditional to things, you know, like just so why, how, and then the things.
I always say unemployment took me to entrepreneurship.
Okay.
Because I studied economics and mathematics in Legon. After finding a job was quite difficult. I got some jobs here and there, but I didn't like it. So I had to make a decision and feed myself. Of course, you are a graduate now. Nobody's going to feed you. So I was telling them, Sims, I actually started with handbags. I don't know if that time you knew me then.
No,
there was a point around 2006. It was really in vogue. Printed bags and slippers.
Yes, yes.
So
yes,
that was my first business. And then I'll be going on campuses to sell to students across. So my mom was like, you know what? If this is what you want to do, I've always loved to sell Kente. Is this
your
something?
Mom.
My mother.
Okay.
I said, Kente, what is Kente? Because I didn't even own one.
Yeah.
But when she said, I was like, you know what? I'd give it a shot. Let me go to the home of Kente, which we all know in Ghana as Bonre. Let me see what I can do with Kente. So I went there. My husband now, then boyfriend, actually loaned me some money. Shout out to you, Harry and Michelle. I know you're listening.
Oh, that's amazing.
Loaned me some money, and then that is how I started the business. So I go to Bonre, buy about 4 or 5 to 10 Kente. And anymore, everyone that I met on the road, I would tell you that I'm selling Kente. The way I would say it, you might actually think I own this huge mansion somewhere. But I'll tell you that, you know what? It's a new startup. It's in my cardboard. Would you like to see it? Somebody walked into the store recently and said, you know what, Baba? I'm really proud of you. I said, why? She said, we met at Fiesta Royal. We were having breakfast. You finished, waited for us. He spoke to, hello, ladies. I'm Baba Ankwa. I do Kente. Would you like to see what I have? Anyway, it was just about 5 pieces of Kente in the cupboard.
Wow.
But guess what? My dream job came along.
When you were doing the
Yes.
Kente.
When I was doing the business.
What job was that?
It was banking. I've always loved to be a banker.
Wow.
Growing up, it was two things, to be an actress or a banker. So banking was my dream job. It came along. And then I totally ignored the business, forgot about it, killed it.
So you went into the banking?
Yes, I did. left everything. I mean, I would have clients call me, we met you here, we got your card here. Are you still into the kente business? I said, no, I'm working in the bank.
Okay.
It's all done. So I turned 30. This was 7 years ago. I turned 30. I was like, God, what's the next step? And anymore, the instruction was so clear. Go back to your business. There was no business to go back to.
To go back to, yeah.
It was all done. I had stopped doing this close to 5 years. Nobody knew go back anymore. It wasn't even go back into. It was just go back when I was selling the bags. So I decided, okay.
What does go back stand for?
Can you take a guess? Can you?
Wow.
It used to be my initials.
Okay. So A for Ankra.
Okay. Ankra.
Okay. Ankra.
B for Baba.
Baba.
O
and
for
then Gloria.
Okay.
But now we've been able to coin an acronym around GOBA.
Okay. Mm.
So Ghanaian originated bold accessories just for Ghanaians.
If there was an H, I would have said Harry.
Yeah. Or GLOBA. Glory. That would have been. Because, I mean, M Sims is quite straightforward, you know, maybe. Yeah. So that's.
So I just picked my initials, added the O to it, and just put together. But then I got that inspiration from Oprah. You know, I studied Harpo.
Okay,
so I said I could play with do this. 2018, let's pick up GOBA again. Started ba. And we are here. The GOBA we all know, the GOBA Kente. People seem to know and love so much. It's just about 6 years old.
Wow.
But it's a lot of work that has gone into it. It started very small, like you said, whispers here and there. But I didn't give up on it. It's small. That's your baby. When you water it, it will grow. A lot of people see it, they want it today. They don't want the work and the processes that went into it. But there was a time that when I closed from my corporate work and I come home, this is when I work. This is when I learned how to use social media to market my business. So instead of sleeping for about 6 hours, I would have just 2 hours of sleep. Because the next morning, you're going back to work.
Mm.
But I wanted this to work. And when I decided that finally I'm leaving the bank again, to come and do this fully, told myself, Baba, there's no way out. You are coming to GOBA Kente and you are coming to build it and make it successful and make it a recognizable brand for Ghana, because now our main identity is that we are preserving the cultural heritage of Kente in Ghana.
Look
at what you mentioned. We've always known Kente to be red, yellow, green, your regular typical Ghana colors. If we left it that way,
it would die out.
Would you want to wear kente again?
No,
because you have it already, right?
Yeah.
You have it in the same colors. But let me make it juicy for you. Look at what I'm wearing.
So how
neutral tone.
How do you? Because you know the kente that you sell is, it does some. What's if I don't see you wearing it or I don't see the GOBA, I don't think it's kente. It looks. I don't know what it is. Did you know what I mean? It doesn't fit into the
It's the yarns and putting creativity to practice. I always say these artisans are the most skilled. They need a lot of training and empowerment for them to believe in what you're doing. Because trust me, weaving this is not straightforward work. Every yarn in the loom is counted. Anyway, if they are doing it 5 in a row, it has to be counted. Then the next one will be about 7. Putting the colors together, it's a lot of work, but that is creativity. It never runs out.
So did they do it here?
They do it here. I have weavers in Accra, and then I work with weavers in Bonre too as well. We are building a linked community in Ghana.
So who designs the designs?
We do.
That, like, you have a team?
Yes, so I have an illustrator. We put colors together, especially with the ombre designs that you see out there. You know, ladies, we all have our favorite colors. So somebody like red, purple, I want to see how the gradients will look like. Can you put it together for me? And then we pick patterns, inspirations online. It could be a flower that I saw somewhere or a dress that you are wearing. Pick it up, make a new creation for you exclusively.
I think maybe that's become the your unique selling point is the difference types of kente that you're able to, which is really exciting. So let me go back to Mabel. So take us through your creative process as well, because you don't just do like one thing.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you know, you do a whole lot of different
creative
things.
Hub. Yeah. So We make handbags, handmade handbags. We make laptop bags, backpacks. And now we are doing clothing as well.
Okay.
You know, we are doing buboos. We are like what I'm wearing. So there's our latest design. It's called the Bempoma Bubu.
Okay. So a mixture of tie and dye.
Tie and dye and then fugu. So fugu is like Northern Kente. Yeah. It's also like a traditional fabric. So it's a blend of that. So we are also do the designs and then we stitch everything together from the bags to the clothing. We do everything in our production space.
So the ideas, you guys kind of, so same way you sit down and then
Yeah, so we sit down. So, you know, sometimes it's just not myself. Although I'm the creative lead, I come up with a design. I look at it with a team because sketching and putting it together is different when you come to, like, you know, the stitching or the manufacturing stage. So we all look at it. We do a sample, see what we have to take out, add. And even when we finalize it, in the course of, I mean, selling, we still look at what to, how to improve the design. We just don't stop there. So it's a whole creative process from sketches to colors, what kind of materials to use, to the production stage.
Wow, that's very interesting. Both of you, like, really interesting. Anyway, so now let's talk about the business and friends and family and, you know, all of that. I think Mabel, it was you talked about your clients and how, you know, they've made you who you are, obviously, the people who buy from you. Yeah. Let's talk about your friends, for example. You know, what has that been? I know it's going to seem like you're bashing if you don't have positive things or whatever. Anyway, but what has it been like, you know,
for
the,
me,
the friend, your friendships?
It's a business.
Because, you know, we don't, we generally don't take our friends seriously. Like, generally, like, I mean, I don't know, but most of my friends, if I'm doing something, they don't take me seriously. My friends, I get my friends, so I'm like, Charlie.
For me, I have this mindset that it's a business. I'm serving everybody, just not my family or my friends.
Okay, so you're not focused on...
No, a few times you see people complain that, oh, when they post something, their friends don't share or their friends are not buying from them. But honestly, I think I have more clients who are not friends or clients who have become friends.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Than
that's
friends who have become clients.
Clients.
So, business is business.
So it doesn't really bother you whether your friends are supporting
you? No, I think it's just a mindset thing. Business is business. If you're my friend and you appreciate what I'm doing and you're not buying for me, well, it's not my problem.
Okay.
Those who appreciate what I'm doing would come and buy.
Yeah. Does it affect your friendships?
Sometimes it does, especially when they want discounts and you say no.
And freebies.
And freebies, but how do you control this? I think we've just put in a system. So as much as possible, I've tried to create a system where all orders go through the sales department, because I separate my my personal finances from the business finances. I try not to get it mixed up.
Okay.
And that's one of the ways that helped us grow.
Okay.
So imagine you have 50 friends and everybody comes in and says, give me a discount. Count your losses.
Yeah.
Or all the 50 people say, okay, I want this, but I'll pay later. How are you going to survive? How are you going to buy your raw materials? How are you going to pay your bills? You know? So sometimes you've got to put in systems and you've got to be disciplined about it.
But even with the systems, right? I mean, there's almost always room for... If you consider our cultural society, right? You know, if I come into your shop and you're saying, oh, you know, the system is this, I say, you know, my response may be, oh, you cry, you're doing something, you're being some way, you know, after all, it's your business. Well, it's, like, let me just give you, like, what is that? Like, you know,
no,
you know what I mean?
It's true. You can't always be, like, you know, straight like that. But as much as possible, let's say maybe even if it's 90% of the time, you need to follow the system you have put in place. Because if you don't, as a leader... If you don't put that in place, what do you expect the other team members to also do?
Well, I feel like it's easier for them to put this in place because it's not their business. You know, it's not like they can say, oh, I'm giving my friends a discount.
But leadership by example.
Yeah, okay.
Leadership by example. It's not easy, but, well, sometimes somebody comes, you don't even know the person, but through conversation, you know, willingly, you just say, okay, take 5% off, you know. But 90% of the time you need to make sure that you're, because anyone, imagine if MSEMS is giving discount to everybody. See how price changes all the time. And Baba would say this, we can't even change our prices.
you can't keep up.
You know, sometimes we are really at that tough place, you know, when it comes to pricing. So if you are giving discounts, so that's how, why sometimes we run promos. And we expect that people will take advantage of the promos, because when you go to, let's say, ShopRite, these same people will go to ShopRite and pay the full amount.
Yeah. Well, because we don't know the owners. They're not our friends.
So why do you need to know us?
No, but I know you. You're my friend. I mean, like, so...
So if I am your friend, then you should support me.
Yeah, that's
you
what...
You should
that's,
be happy that, hey...
We should even be willing to pay more.
Exactly.
But we are not.
Why?
I don't know. It's just... I don't know. It's just a wiring thing, because, I mean, it's not just with you guys, but across board. So I'm thinking about, for example, the number of times that I walk into Red Ginger, and I grew up with Christine, and it's like, I'm not going to pay for color. I'm not going to pay for this. I'm not going to pay for this. And I've done it for years. You know, every so often she'll complain a little bit. And I'm like, but why are you complaining? Like,
don't do that again.
Like, like, why are you complaining? I've come to go and wash my, she's like, my shampoo has become expensive, and this has become expensive. I'm looking at her like, what's the point of the friend?
Yeah, every now and then.
I give her half to, you know?
Yeah, every now and then we can say, okay, Baba, maybe there's 10% off, or there's a gift for you. Maybe it's your birthday. Yeah. We can give you something. But it shouldn't be. It's a business. Listen, if our business collapses, okay, you'd go and find another person who makes clothing.
Yeah. Yeah, but we'll be the ones who support you through the bankruptcy, though.
Are you serious?
No, you know, I'm playing devil's advocate, because most Ghanaians, I'm sure, think this way when it comes to
most Ghanaians think
friends.
That. You see, this is how Ghanaians come. Let's say MSEMS made the sandbag, right? We are selling for, let's say, 500 cedis, okay? Now, 500...
Did MSEMS make this?
No, we didn't make this. This is Baba's bag.
Okay.
Yes, no, MSEMS didn't make this bag. Okay. So let's say that this bag is 500 cedis, okay? And this is how they calculate. Hey, let's say today she sold 10 bags. Mm. So in one day, she's made what?
5,000
Ghana cedis. They haven't calculated cost of raw materials, electricity, labor, even the thread, you know, maintenance costs, all the other utilities,
water,
you know, data.
It's just that you're making a lot.
Exactly.
It's like how when I saw, you know, I think three years ago, like the biggest wedding of the year was the Kojo Jones, you know. So when I saw that it was like Goba that had done it, I was like, oh, Baba's become a millionaire.
She's a
rich one. Like, she's like, she's arrived. Like, it's about time I passed that, you know, pick up a few pieces. Because, like, you know, you know, it's like,
I got that a lot. A lot of people sent me messages saying that. But guess what? That was my biggest order. So how do you even know if I priced it well?
Yeah.
How do you even make that analysis? Because you want the order, right? You don't want to lose that business.
Yeah.
So you would have to cut corners.
What was that like? Because I'm sure that was pretty big, wasn't it?
It was big. And Kojo and the family, right from the mother to Kojo to the bride, all of them were amazing. We worked together as a team. They came with a peacock concept. They wanted to see it come to fruition. You call them, you send samples, they see it, they approve of it. Working with them was very easy. Then you give your quote, okay, I'm charging this amount. I need 80% delivered. I'm down payment. They paid, and then we started work.
Okay, that
I like that
easy.
Kind of client.
Yeah, you know.
I do.
She said, I like that kind
Let's
of
talk
client.
About the friends. I have had very supportive friends.
Okay.
I have to be fair. I have to say that. I've had a doctor. I told you I was selling the bags. Zainabu was in medical school at Kolebu. I remember. I tell her, Z, I'm coming. Okay, Baba, come around this time. I won't be in lectures or anything. I'll go around with you and sell with you. She'll be holding the things and going around to sell with me. When I didn't have money to pay models, I would tell my friends, I want to do a shoot. Would you like to shoot? They would show up and come and do the shoot. So generally for me, my friends, they have been very supportive.
Okay.
And I've had friends who were willing to go and pay money elsewhere to go and find Kinte from there. I don't have any beef with you. By me, your birthday, you won't receive pain from me. Yes. I'm not entitled to your money. And I'm not entitled to you deciding that come choose Goba. If you do, you'll love it, because we will give you something good for your money, value for your money, right? You will feel good that you're wearing Goba Kinte.
Yeah.
Because, hey, it's the ish in Ghana. But if you don't want to work with me too, it is fine. I put in effort and make sure that I target my clients, because maybe where I want to even take Kente to, my friends can't see that
vision.
Can't
see, yeah.
So I learned that very quickly. And the business has done well, is grown to where it is right now. More of customers than friends.
Okay.
I've had a friend call me that, I tried calling you, you didn't pick up, so I had to go and buy Kente elsewhere. And then I asked him, the place you went to buy the Kente from, did you know the owner? He said, no, I found the number online. I said, so when you were trying to reach my personal number, did you try to find Goba online? He said, oh, I didn't think about it.
Or just go to the shop.
We had the flagship store there. He said, no, I didn't think about it that way. Then I said, no, it wasn't Goba that you wanted to do business with. It was Baba that you wanted to impress. But if we aspire to be all these global brands, then our friends should respect us enough to be able to stay away from the business. The business should be able to operate on its own.
Separately from the friendship.
Because if everything surrounded around me anymore, I won't have the time to go to my daughter's PTA meeting. I won't have the time to do that. I won't have the time to even take any small break. And any major thing would fall on you. Your friend client will tell you that, I tried to reach out to you. You weren't responding. But if there's a system and a structure in place, Mabel, I'm happy that you want to order Kente. May I ask Nana or Alfred or Patricia to assist you? Mm. And I move it quietly there.
Okay.
Yeah. That way, there's a system to it.
Okay.
My friends will still come into my DM because they want discounts.
Okay, so they come
call
for
you 10 times.
They would come for discount. Some, I stand my ground. Some, if there's a way about it.
Yeah.
For example, we just did a promo, graduation. A friend called, oh, I know your promo ended yesterday, but I want to buy today. Can you do something about it? I said, unfortunately, no. Because I have a team that I'm working with, that we are building. We are trying to build a system. So we said we are doing a one-day promo. If it's done, it's done. It's done. And I try to stand by the standards that I set.
That must be tough.
It is tough. Because your friends will tell you that, wabasu.
Because now you are set.
Yes.
Like it's been me and you. One day promo.
Because if I don't do it well and it fails again, you will laugh at me. You know, when you're starting something, your friends don't come along. They don't really support you. Why are you resigning from the bank to go and do Goba Kente?
Yeah.
What is Goba Kente? But suddenly they'll be in your DMs. Baba, how did you do it? Do you not want to leave too? Same people were laughing at you. So your friends, like you said, you go and do your hair. I won't allow you to do that. Like, I have to talk to Christine. No. If it's your birthday.
There was an example.
I know. If it's your birthday, we are celebrating you anymore. Yeah. But let's make the money. Like, always bring the money. Pay cash. So that I say, names, you know what? Let's go to Kempinski. Let's go and have a swim. Bill is on me. Because I know when you need something from Goba, you will bring the money and the business would grow.
Yeah.
So if there are some returns coming in and I want to spoil my friend, I would go all out for you.
I get it. I mean, I brought it up because I think I really wanted us as women to really understand, for those who are not entrepreneurs, to really understand how much of a strain it puts on a friendship when you are not able to respect that this person who you are so familiar with.
Yeah.
And I think it's familiarity,
isn't it?
It's now a business person and this is their livelihood. And so you are not entitled.
But you see, it's not your friend that would put that boundary in place for you. It is you.
Yeah.
You have to even work on your personal growth. Your friend should be able to see the difference. You said you knew me. I was very quiet. But when it comes to my business,
I can see you like, blasting like I'm like, oh, okay, all right.
No, it's different when it comes to business. Because this is what my livelihood depends on. Maybe you go to a structured work, a corporate work, and they pay at the end of the month. But this is what I do.
Yeah.
And you are going to respect me. I won't force you, but by the time we are done having a conversation, you will know that this boundary you are not going to cross.
I totally get that. So another one of my friends who's also in business, Blondie, by Blondie, I grew up with her. So, you know, very close and very familiar, you know, and so she opens a shop, you know, and she's doing all of this, you know, all these products and stuff, and I go in there and I like stuff, you know, but I'm seeing a side of her that is different, you know, so then you realize that, okay, I'm like, okay, so how much is this? And you know, she'll come and this is this and this is this. And I'm looking at her like, okay, all right. So this is how much. So I'm supposed to pay for this. You know, and but I mean, the points that I'm trying to make with that, again, it's not even for you guys, the business people, but it's actually for us, the friends, you know, that awareness that we should respect, you know, each other, especially those of us who are not entrepreneurs. I build houses. I can imagine if my friend came and was like, oh, Chale, my gutter is supposed to front of my house. So Chale, you're supposed to give me 2 bags of cement. I'm like, you are mad. Like, you know, but essentially that's what, you know, that's what it is. Yeah. So, okay. So now that we've done the friends thing, so I think basically you guys are saying that your clients are actually better at growing the business than your friends.
And some do become very good friends.
Do you guys expect your friends to post your things, retweet, repost? Or you've gone past?
I've gone past it. Because see, a stranger will hype you. Yeah. I had to meet one girl in Kumasi. I couldn't believe it. Like, everything we post, she's reposting. Every time. So one of my trips, I asked her to meet up for breakfast. Like, she said, I just love Goba Kente. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Imagine if I had thousands of those.
Yeah.
You, my friend, Kai, you'd be rushing to be seen.
I don't know why sometimes it feels like, okay, if they post or they buy from us, we are going to get more money by them. But no, it's a mindset.
I actually think it's something that we overlook as friends. I was thinking from the friend's perspective. Yeah. I think it's just something.
Because listen, when
think
we
other
go
people
to the
would
hospital,
do it.
Yeah, because like, you know,
when
yeah.
we go to the hospital, we need to pay like cash or like we are not like in a corporate world where we have like benefits or insurance or all of that. We need to work to build that insurance for our team members.
Yeah.
But if you work in a corporate environment, all these
you have all these structures
exactly.
Set up. Yeah.
So look at the burden on us.
Yeah. No, I get it. So when I was having that conversation with Evans and MFA before you guys came, he was talking about the fact that some businesses assess them in such a way. Because then I was talking about partners. So let's talk about partners, love relationships. You know, all of that. Like, you know, the watch seller. Some men will like to like date a watch seller because, like, you know, every morning you get watch to eat. You know, you date a cuckoo, whatever, because every morning. What has that? I don't know. I mean, with your businesses, you know, you're married. I don't know if you are. Okay. So between dating and being married and all of that, what has that been like in terms of entitlement? So, for example, if your husband was going to a function and he wanted Kente, would you sell it to him?
Oh, he has to pay. I take loans from his company and I pay with interest. What are we saying?
Yes. Okay.
I took, when I was opening Goba Kente flagship store, I took a loan. How much was it? Between 50 to 100,000 cedis with interest. And I respected it monthly. I don't ever think I defaulted. I mean, it got to a point, wifey tips, so they had to write some of the loans off for me. But then I paid. I know I paid.
If they wrote it off for you, how did you
pay? I paid for about, I think, yes, paid, about 70%. He would take his manual. No. And so it's the same energy.
Okay.
You want Kente. Unless, my dear, it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
It's a gift.
It's a gift. But you can't just walk in to go by and say that it's my auntie's birthday, so I want to pick Kente for my aunt. It won't happen.
Yeah.
I know you won't allow that. Don't try it. It won't happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It won't happen.
That's boundaries.
Yeah. No. Like, that's... No, it won't happen.
Seriously?
No. It won't happen. If you take it for free, I'll find a way to take my money.
From you?
Even if it's 5 years. Because, and you see, my partner is very financially calculated.
Okay.
He takes care of his finances.
Okay.
So then I would refer you to it. You like to take care of your money. Allow me to take care of my money. Because all the things I would want to enjoy in this life, they all can't come from your pocket. Mm. So allow me build a business. You cannot come and mess it up. My mom can't wake up and say she's coming to go. No.
No.
No. Mm-mm. Why would you want to do that?
No, because, I mean, isn't that the joy of a family business?
No.
No. Family no. business, we would have to sit down and structure it.
Yeah.
And we don't just pick and give it out. No.
So, for example, if you were selling fried rice.
Yes.
Would the same principle apply?
With the mindset that I have now, I think I would do the same thing.
Like, you won't give your mother food for
free? I would give you food for free, but there's food in the house. Why are you coming to the restaurant to always come and take fried rice?
Hey, Sarah.
Because when we sell and we make the money.
Wait, anyway, you said you build houses.
Yes.
Don't mind. Have you given each and every family member
your partner, your mind? No, anyway, no.
I mean, yeah.
No, if you don't set the boundaries, listen, the profit margins on what we do is very minimal.
Not just the profit, but the cost that comes
with
the
cost of production and everything, running a business generally. Look at rent.
Yes.
Take rent.
Dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ECG. How much is it?
Yeah.
You pay weekly. You buy. Don't let me get emotional.
No, get emotional. So that we really came understand.
In. This is what we're talking about.
This is a calling. Like, running a business, it's a calling.
It's like every day, I feel like I die small and tomorrow I'm awake.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then you, because you have friends and family, you work into go back to do anything? No.
It's not that we are difficult or we are stingy, but...
No, you've got to set the boundaries. I think I get it.
Because listen, if your business should collapse today, people will laugh at you.
So you Mabel, for example, that's you said you're not married, right?
Yes.
So let's say you have started dating some, you know, fine boy, you know, he pulls up
fine
to
boy.
The store.
Fine boy doesn't pay the bills.
Oh no, let me ask the question. I don't know, we can't even ask the question, please. Like, you're killing the question from the get-go. What sort of gay behavior is this? Nice at all. Don't come and manifest here. So I mean, you know, point, you know, he pulls mm-hmm. up, you know, whatever. But he's nice. He's nice to you. Mm-hmm. He's not like an irresponsible person or whatever. You know, so he comes in, you know, he sees, you know, your backpacks, you know, the black ones mm-hmm. with like the materials. He's like, oh babe, or like, this is really nice, you know, like, it'd be nice for her to for work. And he's not, so he's not saying, he's not asking the price, and he's kind of like, oh, can I have it? Well, how would you handle...
It's either you're asking or you're not asking.
I said he did. He hasn't asked.
He doesn't need it. He doesn't need it. Because if you need it, you're going to buy it.
Okay.
Unless I want to give it to you as a gift. But even when I take it, I need to account for it. Because I would have to account to the... like.
So basically, you'll have to pay for it.
Pay for it. Or account for it, because we have an accountant.
Yeah.
I need to answer for it. So I'm also answerable to somebody.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
So we are really not mixing the pleasure.
No. We
and
don't
that's
have
how
to.
We've been able to survive.
We don't have to.
By just not being liberal.
It's just one of them.
Anyway, it's not about not being liberal, but it is what it is. These people would go out there and pay good money to buy other things they need.
Yeah, of course.
I used to be like that. Like, if somebody calls, oh, can I get... In fact, I'm eager to bring it to you. Can you take it as a gift? I've stopped. Because it's money that I'm taking out.
Mm-hmm.
If you decide to even give 2,000 kente every week, you're finding somebody to dash a 2,000 cents worth of goba kente. How much is that in a month?
Yeah, that's 8K. It's a lot.
That's 8K. That's almost electricity bill.
So do you...
And the bills will not pause.
Do you pay... When you... So for this, do you pay for
it? Yes, there's a marketing budget for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you are in the marketing budget.
In the marketing budget. We put budget allowances for my clothing.
Okay.
My accountant, just like she does, Richie will sit down with you. Madam, please, this one. So that in the course of the year, you won't come and say you needed money for this, because you know there was no money assigned for this project.
Okay.
Unless it's very necessary to the business. Otherwise, we are pausing it.
And I think probably with both of you, you do a lot of personal marketing.
We do.
I mean, I haven't seen you do too much marketing yourself.
I do.
Oh, you do? I haven't seen.
Maybe you haven't been on our page in a while.
Actually, yes. She's been marketing, wearing the dresses.
Really?
I saw that today, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, I have. Okay. So then, so both
sometimes
of
I
you.
Even feel that people are tired of seeing my face and hearing
really?
My voice.
Okay. Okay. Well, so then both of you do the personal.
You can't, you see, with what we do, yes, sometimes it's good to have models and it's good to have people talk about it, but you do it best. In as much as people say that you need to separate the business from yourself, people also love to create that connect, see who is behind it, you know, tell the story, you know, be a part. People feel connected when you do it yourself sometimes. So a few times I'll stay away, but often I also show my face just to create that connection
between the
the brand and then the people.
Okay. And you do that too, because you've done, like, your face is Guba.
Yes, I'm a walking billboard for Guba.
Because you're always wearing kente.
Yes.
I can't remember last time I saw you. No, you also, like, you're always
wearing
kente.
Yes.
Oh, you people. It's not nice. So you...
we are walking billboards.
Walking billboards for the brand. I have to show you what you can do with kente. Mm-hmm. So always have to give that options to our customers. And they love it, you know. Some will say, I didn't think I could use kente for a blazer or just make a skirt and wear it to work and all of that. I have to show customers
how it can be.
Yes, the varieties you can make with your
right kente. And but you don't bring in your family to help with the branding and the advertising. Okay, it's fine, let's move on. So let's talk about conflict in the same, you know, family and friends and relationships, partners, children, mothers, you know, all of that. Have you guys ever had some experience of conflict, you know, where really putting your foot down or the boundaries that you are putting in has created a problem? Who's going first?
Yes, but we always resolve it. I remember my dad, you know, in the beginning, he didn't understand why I would always ask him to pay for something, because when he's going to the hospital, he'd say, oh, I need something for my doctor. Then I'll say, okay, it's 100 CDs. Then he say, okay, I'll pay you later. And I'll go and demand for my money. Mm-hmm. But I know they always remind you that they paid your school fees.
Which they did. Yeah, and you were using his truck as storage and veranda. Like, we can't get any appreciation. Yeah.
So sometimes you think about it. A few times, yes, you would pay, but a few times too, you let it go.
Yeah. I've had conflicts. I remember a friend came to make a purchase. What happened was, when she came, the timelines for the order was quite short. So usually we will take you through the process that if you want to do a custom made, it will take about 12 weeks to get it completed.
Okay.
Now I took it that, oh, it's my friend. She says she needs it urgently. So let's squeeze it in. Let me hold on to somebody's order and squeeze in for my friend. So I told my friend I would do it in a matter of a month for you. At the end of the month, I had been updating this precious friend of mine, and
I love the use of the word precious.
Precious friend of mine. So about 1 week for the order to be due, I told her that, oh, dear, I know I told you you'll be ready in 4 weeks, but unfortunately, we couldn't deliver on time because, again, I told you the timelines for your order is 12 weeks, but we are trying to squeeze it in 4 weeks. Anymore, this girl said she didn't want the order again.
Are you
canceled.
Serious?
Yes, because I wasn't able to fulfill my timelines. So I took the lesson in it. Yeah, my friend, you come. I really want your business, but we will go through the system because the relationship matters to me. I wouldn't want to squeeze myself and say I can do it in 4 weeks, disappoint you. You will never look at the fact that your order didn't come in early. You rather backmark me and say that.
And say that, yeah. But was it like for an engagement or a wedding or for something that had a set date?
No, I think she was going to use it in 6 months' time, but she just wanted to make sure that her order is with her.
Oh, but then that's unreasonable.
That's unreasonable. But they will never remember that part. So we would go through the system. I've had a lot of issues. Mm. Even with B2B, you know, business-to-business relationships. I don't like how people treat business. Because I will not treat your business like that. So just don't do it to mine. But I will not blame you. I will put system in it. I'm always learning from my failures and my mistakes. So if I do business with you and I don't like how it's ending, I sit back, reflect, and ask myself, where did I go wrong? Mm-hmm. Okay, it is me that didn't set clear expectations. The next time you're doing business, there are expectations there. So I don't want to lose your relationship. And I don't want to mess my business up. We get to have a beautiful relationship.
Yeah.
And you get to always love, admire, and respect Guba
Kente.
Business.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, Mabel, do you think it's easier then, in conclusion, to just completely separate, you know, family and friends, you know, just almost like, you know, stay away as much as possible? Maybe order online. Maybe don't come to the store. Maybe...
Oh, no, come to the store, but then respect that I'm running a business.
Okay.
Yeah, respect that I'm running a business. Come to the store. We'll serve you everything. but just respect that it's a business I'm running, and this is what I live with. This is what, it's not even me, it's about the other team members. Everyone survives on that.
Yeah.
So just give me that respect. That's all.
Okay, same for you.
Same for me, and I will teach you. So we'll talk. Baba, I need kente. Oh, anymore, I'm driving. And really, I'm driving.
The conversation starts when I'm driving.
And I would transfer.
Speak to Alfred.
Easily, with no apology. And it's not me. It doesn't mean that I'm not interested in your order. As soon as I see, I move you to a team member.
Yeah.
I am on the team member. Because it matters to me. My reputation is at stake. I've moved my friend or a very cherished customer to you. You would have to deliver.
Okay.
And most often than not, they do an exceptional service.
Mm.
That I'll be delaying in responding to your messages.
Mm-hmm.
But whoever is
obviously
assigned
that's their
to,
job. So yes.
They do it better. I always tell my friends, if you work directly with Go Back and Tell, you know. You wouldn't even want to test me. You would go straight.
You need to go.
Yeah.
Okay, let me do a few messages. Vincent says, I'm an entrepreneur. When it comes to family and friends, they all pay for my products like strangers. Very simple. If you are not ready to respect my business enough to pay for it, then you are disrespecting me in the first place. Meanwhile, these same people will pay exorbitant prices for products being sold by strangers. This is one of the reasons many Ghanaian businesses are not growing. I'll have none of that. Right from the get-go, I made everything crystal clear. Now, Kwesi says, when business people can relate so well. Someone is screaming, you asked your partner to pay for your products. Business is business, people. My number one rule, don't abuse whatever relationship we've got.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what you guys are saying... So, like, there's no advantage to marry you or be your boyfriend. Like, you won't. There's no advantage.
There is. You enjoy it in the house.
But not with the kids.
No.
That's not nice. You should stop that. Someone's asking, Nimo, are you saying the company's name is Goba? Yes, it's Goba. G-O-B-A, just like you spelled it.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that he said apart from asking Anita? Okay. All right. I think we're done. So, yeah, time is, you know. So maybe just like 30 seconds, just your closing thoughts, you know, on the whole business pleasure, family, friends thing.
Well, for us at Temtems, I mean, like I said earlier in the beginning, we are grateful to all our clients who've patronized us. And had it not been for them, we wouldn't have survived 14 years. So thank you for always paying for recommending us and for liking our post on social media. Just, you know,
keep
supporting us. And we are grateful. Thank you.
All right, Baba.
Anyway, you know, one of the special moments for me is when my friend tells me that, hey, I saw Go Back and Tell and I was so excited. And everybody talking about Go Back in my office and I feel so proud.
Yeah.
So support it. Let the dream work. So that I would always make
let
you proud.
Let the dream work.
Let the dream work.
All
support
right.
it. So that I would always make you proud. Because I don't want Go Back to be something that's just a
thing. Came and went. Yeah. Yeah,
I want a legacy.
That, yeah.
And I would know that my family and friends want that for me too.
Yeah.
So
I love
let's
that.
Let's make it happen. And shout out to all my customers. I love you all. Thank
on
you.
On behalf of the friends who don't like to pay, from today we have changed.
Yes.
When we walk into stores, we'll respect that, you know, our friends and our family members are really trying to create something for themselves. Thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you.
Here.
It's been good.
Thank you for staying tuned in. The news is coming up next. If you missed any part of the show, it was live on Facebook. So